Harper One and Harper Audio present Obliteration, an Awakened Novel by James S. Murray and Darren Weirmouth. This is Murr. Chapter 1. The fierce Hurricane Melissa moved ominously across the Atlantic Ocean with formidable power. Reports claimed it would batter the east coast of the United States like nothing before. It had the potential to dramatically change lives. Whole swaths of the Carolinas were being evacuated. Traffic jams clogged I-95, and the front end of the weather system hadn't even neared land yet. For now, it was closing in on a lone steel and concrete rig, precariously anchored in the roaring sea. Rain lashed down on the listing platform. A howling wind whipped against it. Light punched out of 10 portholes into the darkness. In the far one, the shadow of a man hunched in his chair. A lone man at ease with himself. A man unperturbed by the constant sea spray lashing his window, untroubled by the lightning splitting the sky, followed by the crash of thunder, undisturbed by the creaking of steel and the swaying floor. A man who knew his true destiny. The wheelchair-bound Albert Van Ness lazily waved his finger around to the crackling strains of Schubert's string quintet in C major. A dose of proper culture massaged his mind. It enriched him, gave him a welcome break from the brainless interrogations and the terrible food. He closed his eyes and relaxed. The composition he was listening to went right to his heart, a true classic by a man of quality. It reminded him of the library in his French chateau, where he directed foundation proceedings for the sake of humanity. Now the entire planet was at risk, thanks to his short-sighted captors. So naturally, why should he care about anything but music at a time like this? A record player was all he was afforded in this mid-Atlantic prison, a claustrophobic cell that afforded no creature comforts. He smiled at the phrase, knowing what little comforts creatures truly provided. The world thought itself safe now that he was locked away in this place. The same fools who marooned him here would eventually come begging for his help. At this moment, though, it didn't matter. His concerns were for the here and now. He was listening to a German master, someone like him. Vinnes wasn't scared by the weather, the relentless rocking of the waves, or his uninviting prison cell. The starched lapels of his orange coverall remained vomit-free. He was clean-shaven, sharp. After a year of this demented incarceration, he remained in control of everything. His faculties, sure, but also beyond. Not that they knew it yet. He let out a deep, satisfying breath. His thoughts drifted from his father, Otto, cutting down a creature in Barcelona during the early 60s, to the look on American President John Reynolds' face when he plummeted to his deserved death. Everything had a purpose, for better or for worse. Even being here, in the path of a hurricane. Vinnes let out a purr of satisfaction. He could sleep easy, and that's what he intended to do. Another wave crashed against the rig, spraying his porthole window with salty water. The needle of the player scratched across the record, pulling him out of his reverie. Vinnes winced at the butchery of the music, the same kind of vandalism that had stopped him from saving the world and recreating it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?